Here in Washington State and other parts of the country, heroin use is a full-blown epidemic. Some people are trying to kick their addictions by taking a daily dose of buprenorphine. In rural areas, doctors who prescribe that particular drug are hard to find. So Evergreen Treatment Services is launching a pilot program that they hope will expand access for people seeking treatment. Molly Carney is executive director of Evergreen Treatment Services. She explained to me how Washington State ended up with such a bad heroin problem.
The story behind the current epidemic has its roots back in the 1990s when doctors who were prescribing opiates for pain started to change some of their prescription practices in order to better meet the needs of patients who had chronic pain problems in particular. So what happened back in the 90s is the prescription practices became somewhat more liberalized, legitimately so, but the pendulum kind of swung to the other direction. So what happened was a lot more prescription opiates came on the market, both through prescription practices and through pharmaceutical companies that developed new formulations of opiates. So basically, there was a huge supply of opiates in medicine cabinets and in other sources. And what happened was people became dependent on prescription opiates. Some of them became addicted, and then we were off and running with a chronic problem. Once people became addicted to prescription opiates, they often turned to heroin because it was a lot cheaper and more readily available. And that's what we're seeing now is the heroin epidemic on the tails of the prescription opiate.
And I understand it. In some ways, it's easier to get heroin and it's cheaper than it is to get these over-the-counter drugs, even though heroin's illegal.
Yes. I've even heard in Grays Harbor County, for example, a bag of heroin is cheaper than a marijuana joint on the street, which is horrifying.
So what's the problem that this pilot program is designed to solve?
So we have a lot of people in this state who need treatment, need addiction treatment for opioid use disorders, and there's not enough mechanisms in order to treat those patients right now. This program allows us to staff medical practices with nurses and program managers to provide more intensive treatment with doctors who are prescribing the medication called buprenorphine. And that's been one of the big problems in this state, is we've got doctors who prescribe, but they discontinue prescribing because the patients end up being too challenging for them in their practice.
Now, I understand one of the benefits is that someone will be able to take a treatment of buprenorphine once a week instead of daily. Why is that a big benefit?
So again, in a rural setting, take our clinic in Hoquiam. Our clinic out there is the only formal treatment program for opiate addiction problems in southwestern Washington. There's one in Vancouver and there's one in Olympia, and that is it. So if you live in any of the rural counties out in southwestern Washington, it would be very difficult to comply with our requirements of having to come into the clinic and getting your medication 6 days a week in front of a registered nurse. So what this does is it allows us to take patients to come and see a doctor only once a week instead of 6 days a week, which will open the doors for a lot of folks.
So what's been happening to patients who haven't had this extra service that you'll be providing through this pilot program?
They've gone back to using. Some have overdosed and died. Some of them are waiting desperately for treatment slots to open in the opioid treatment programs, and many of them are just knocking on the doors looking for help.
Now, do you have any concerns about patients abusing this program?
Yes, there's certainly a risk of abuse, as there is with any kind of treatment for the population that we serve. So we have to be very careful to make sure that people aren't misusing their dose, selling it, taking it when they're not supposed to, et cetera. And the way that we protect ourselves against that is by calling people back. We call them random callbacks. So if my appointment's every Thursday, you might get a phone call from us on Monday saying you need to show up at the clinic tomorrow. We're going to count all the pills that you have left. If they don't have the right number of pills, then we up the ante in terms of the amount of monitoring that we do of them. And they may get referred to our opioid treatment program if they're not doing well in those weekly visits.
What are you hoping this pilot program accomplishes in the long run?
If it's successful, we believe we have a model that can be deployed statewide, not only to other opioid treatment programs, other methadone programs, but also to other docs in rural areas that don't feel as though they've got the resources available to work with the patients that need them out there.
Molly Carney, how long have you been doing this kind of work?
I'm trained as a clinical psychologist, and I've basically spent my entire career in substance abuse treatment and research. So since the 1980s, I've been working in the field of substance abuse treatment.
It's a career, so it's professionally important to you. Is it personally important to you for some reason?
Well, I like almost the vast majority of people in the culture, I have some addiction in my family that certainly shaped who I became, and I'm passionate about it because I understand that there are people underneath these addictive disorders. These are some of the most marginalized people in our culture. They deserve and they need professionals to assist with getting them the medical treatment that they deserve.
Were the people in your family able to get out from under the cloud?
Yeah, thankfully they were. Thankfully, they were.
Molly Carney is executive director of Evergreen Treatment Service, and she was telling us about the new pilot program to expand access for heroin and opioid treatment. The program begins in December in clinics in Olympia and Hoquiam.